ॐ नमः प्रणवार्ताय शुद्धज्ञानैकमूर्तये निर्मलाय प्रशान्ताय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः। निरञ्जनं नित्यमनन्तरूपं भक्तानुकम्पाधृतविग्रहं वै ईशावतारं परमेशमीड्यं तं रामकृष्णं शिरसा नमामि। यथाग्नेर्दाहिका शक्ति रामकृष्णे स्थिता हि या सर्वविद्यास्वरूपान्तां सारदां प्रणमाम्यहम्। प्रपन्नपारिजाताय तोत्रवेत्रैकपाणये ज्ञानमुद्राय कृष्णाय गीतामृतदुगे नमः। सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम्। तस्मादसक्तः सततं कार्यं कर्म समाचर, असक्तो ह्याचरन् कर्म परमाप्नोति पूरुषः। अर्जुन, आस्क द क्वेश्चन दैट इफ ज्ञान मार्ग इज द हाईएस्ट वन, व्हाई यू आर compelling me to go towards the karma marga. Jayati chet karmanaste mata buddhir janardana tatkim karmani ghore maam niyojayasi keshava. So Bhagavan was replying for that question that nobody can remain inactive completely, and inaction doesn't guarantee moksha. And more than that, if an immature person takes to the inactive life, that immature person may become a hypocrite. Because sannyasa is allowed to only two type of people. One is for a jnani, vidwan. Another is for a mumukshu, jignasu. So a person who is matured, he alone is allowed to take that exclusive life of spiritual pursuit. So Arjuna, since you are immature, tasmat, here Bhagavan says, therefore, since you are an ignorant person, since you are an immature person, since your goal is freedom, and freedom is attained through Atmajnanam only, and Atmajnanam requires Chitta Shuddhi and Adhikaritvam, Yogyata Prapti, and Chitta Shuddhi is possible only by doing Karma Yoga. In any attitude you can do that Karma Yoga, either considering it as a Ishwara Ajna or Ishwara Puja or Swadharma Anushtanam or for Chitta Shuddhi. With any attitude you can perform that Karma Yoga and gain that purity of mind and maturity. Afterwards you can see whether you can go for it or not. So when for an Ajnani, Karma Yoga is very very important. So he gave an exception for a Jnani. Yastu Atmaratireva Syat Atma Triptascha Manavaha Atmanevacha Santushtaha Tasya Karyam न विद्यते, नैव तस्य कृतेनार्थः न कृतेनेह कश्चन न चास्य सर्वभूतेषु कश्चिदर्थव्यपाशयः। भगवान टोल्ड ए ज्ञानी इज एग्जेम्प्टेड फ्रॉम कर्मयोग। सो इमीडिएटली अर्जुन मे जंप इन टू कंक्लूजन। सो ही मे क्लेम ओ फॉर अज्ञानी ओनली कर्मयोग नेसेसरी, फॉर ज्ञानी देर इज नो नीड फॉर कर्मयोग। So he may claim that I am Jnani Krishna. Why you consider me as a ignorant person? I am a Jnani. So therefore I will go away from this bitter duty. For that proposition, hypothetical proposition, Bhagavan is going to answer in the next shloka. Karmanaiva hi sam siddhim asita janakadayah லோகசங்கிரகமே வாபி சம்பஷ்யன் கர்த்துமர்ஹசி. The disciple wants to get away at any cost. The guru wants to keep him at any cost. So here Bhagavan says, you may have a doubt like many householders. Householders all have this doubt or all have this attitude. Remaining in grihastha ashrama, wherein lots of problems and temptations. Grihastha ashrama means both problems are there and temptations also are there. How can a person perform his duties with karma yoga buddhi? And how can a person can be detached with regard to his duties and with regard to his karma phala of his action? So is it possible really, is it practical really to attain that chitta shuddhi? And that too, not an ordinary person I am. Arjuna happened to be a Raja. You imagine a Prime Minister comes and sits in the class, Bhagavad Gita class. How much trouble he has to take to give that much particular time for Swadhyaya. Because Karma Yoga involves Swadhyaya also. Grihastha Ashrama involves Swadhyaya also. Swadhyaya Pravachanabhyam na Pramaditavyam. It is told for Grihastha only. So, how a busy person like me, a ruler, who has lot of problems, not only one family problem, problems of entire nation, how can he keep his mind as a sober one and how can he detach himself from the temptations and problems and perform his duties? For this doubt, Bhagavan says here, janakatayaha karmana eva samsiddhim asitaha. He is quoting a great king called Janaka. Janaka Adayaha. Kings like Janaka and others attained jnanam, brahmajnanam, while staying in householder life only. While staying in householder life, they performed their duties with karma yoga buddhi. Because Vedic vision is, if vairagyam is there, then even the ruling duty, that is ruler's duty or ruler's responsibility, will not bind him. If detachment is there, even that type of great responsibility will not bind him. That's what they say, nivritta ragasya griham tapovanam. Once a person has that enough maturity of detaching himself, of having an objective idea about the situation and the people, then griham itself, house itself becomes the tapovanam. So this is a one differentiating criterion between the home and the ashrama. What is the differentiating criterion? Because home also has building, ashrama also is full of building. Home may have car, ashrama has car. Home means lot of people will be there, at least five people. Ashrama means 50 people will be there. Home means some wealth will be there. Ashrama also has a lot of wealth, bank balances, and computer is there, internet is there, everything is there, whatever is there in the home, in ashrama also is there. So what is the differentiating criterion between the home and the ashrama? This vairagyam. Any moment one inland letter comes means the sannyasi is ready to get away from that place. As far as householder is concerned, going to another place for tour also, he has to prepare a lot of preparation. Even for picnic, so he has to lock the door, this, that. Here nothing, just you get away, take your luggage, one bag or two bags, get away. So the differentiating criterion is vairagyam of the members who are living there. If you are having vairagyam, then griham is tapovanam. Householder life is a training ground, tapovanam. If you don't have vairagya, then griham is again will help you to have vairagya. It's a very vicious way of argument. So anyway, you should not get away from the householder life. So Veda says, practice vairagyam staying in grihastha ashrama. Family members will help you to get vairagyam. That's why spouse is called in our culture saha dharmacharini. What is the dharma of that every individual? According to Veda, every individual dharma is gaining freedom. nothing else. Immediately or later. If you are prepared, immediately you go for it. If you are not prepared, prepare yourself and go for it. So, wife becomes the saha dharmacharini, not saha kamacharini, not a saha arthacharini. Nowadays, boys first ask where she is working. I am not in a position to take care of her. She has to take care of herself. By earning by herself, she has to take care of herself. I am not ready to take care of her. We can live together, but I am not responsible for her life. So, their wife is ready to saha arthacharini, not dharmacharini. And still was she saha kamacharini. But according to Veda or Vedic culture, wife happened to be the saha dharmacharini. So, she will help you in gaining vairagyam. Here, Bhagavan gives Janaka as an example. Janaka adayaha, not only Janaka, Janaka and others, who practice spiritual disciplines and attain jnanam, keeping themselves in grihastashrama itself. Janakadaya means Janaka, Ashwapati, Ajatashatru, Mandhata, Rishabhayogi, so many Rajas are mentioned in our Puranas. Even Bhagavan Krishna is going to quote himself as a live example for this argument. So, Janaka was a great king. In his assembly, all the time, lots of Brahma Vichara used to take place. Yajnavalkya Rishi used to come now and then and teach Janaka. So there is a story. Janaka was in Gurukula. The Guru was very fond of this Janaka. Four disciples happened to be Brahmin caste. Guru is having special attention, special love for, just Raja means special attention, like that they thought. Guru came to know about their intentions, so he wanted to teach them some lesson, how great this Janaka is. So one day by his tapas power, he made all the kutiyas to burn. Kutiyas means small small huts wherein all disciples are staying. Guru was taking classes, so they were hearing. So suddenly when they heard that news that kutiya is burning, everybody ran simply, tried to save all those things. After a few days, again by his tapo balam, Guru made the entire Mithila to burn. It's a magic type. They are seeing that it is burning. So when they inform to Janaka, who was sitting in the class again in Gurukula, when they inform, your Mithila is burning. Go, 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 go and they save your Mithila like that. So Janaka told, I don't have any Mithila at all. Where is the Mithila? I am not a king, I don't have any Mithila. I am all pervasive entity like that, he told. The Guru saw all other disciples, understood his greatness. To save your Kaupina and small possession, you fellows ran. But here entire Mithila was burning. What a vairagyam he has, you have understood. So this Raja was very famous. And he happened to be the father of Mother Sita also. So another story with regard to Janaka comes in another place. Sadhus were very very fond of this Raja, because very dharmic, very intelligent, very much wise. So they were wondering how, keeping himself with lot of responsibilities, this person lives without any kartrutvam. Kartrutvam means what? The doership. Any small action when we do, we say I did it like that. But he is ruling the entire country, but still how he managing without any kartrutvam. So they asked him. So Janaka Raja smiled and told, you have come just now. Please come and take something. Afterwards we will talk all those things. So he arranged a good feast. All the sadhus are invited, and in front of them nice things, dishes, eatables are kept. But above their head, everybody's head, one sword was hanging. And that sword was hanging in a small thin rope. Any time if it cuts it, straight to Vaikuntha, that type of situation. But they could not understand why this Raja is doing like this, they could not understand. But somehow, after eating quickly, they want to get away from that place. So they started eating hurriedly and somehow managed to get away. No accident happened. Then Raja asked, how you felt when you are eating? How you felt? Nice things are there in front of you. Jalebi, sweets and other things. Did you enjoy it? Or how you felt? Then they told, when we will get away from this, that is the only one idea. Somehow we manage to eat all those things, but one portion of the mind all the time was about the sword which was hanging on our head. Similarly, Raja told, same condition is mine. One part of my mind is always established in the Satyam. Therefore, all these worldly temptations doesn't attract me. That was the answer. And then one more Raja is there, was there, Katvanga his name was. So these are all the opportunity to share some stories, that's all. So Katvanga Raja was a great Raja and a Jnani also. He went even to help Indra to fight against the Asuras. So he was fighting. Indra came. Raja, thank you very much. Now almost battle is over. So you ask any boon. But that boon will be only for one Muhurta. Only one Muhurta. One Muhurta means a small time. So the Raja asked, why one Muhurta? They told, your Ayush is that much one. To use any boon, the person should be there. The person itself will go off after one Muhurta. So therefore, we told like that. When the Katvanga Raja heard that his Ayush is just one Muhurta, simply he sat in the very battlefield itself. Then he just gave up his body, remaining, keeping his mind in the ultimate reality. There it is told, Napashye Uttama Shlokat Anya Vastu Aham. I don't see any other Anya Vastu other than the Bhagavan. So these are the examples. Here Bhagavan says, Karmana Eva Samsiddhim Asitaha. Janakadayaha, kings like Janaka and others attained the Atma Jnanam by karma only. Then we will have doubt how so far entire Vedanta was telling karma cannot give Atma Jnanam, karma cannot give Atma Jnanam, karma cannot give moksha. Is there na? That is the idea. Because moksha happened to be the Nitya Vastu. It is ever available. Karma will give only karma phalam, which happened to be a future thing. So how karma can lead to moksha? Here is Shankaracharya nicely interprets. Karmana eva means through performing karma yoga, they attain the chitta shuddhi, then guru prapti, then afterwards atma jnana. Chitta shuddhi guru prapti dwarene karmana eva samsiddhim jnanam asitaha. Second interpretation is karmana saha eva samsiddhim asitaha. After attaining that knowledge, they lived in householder life, keeping the duties with them. Or if you say karma will lead to direct phalam, that phalam happened to be chitta shuddhi, not jnana prapti. So here Bhagavan himself is a grihastha jnani. He is a mahagrihastha, not one or two. Narada Maharishi goes very house and sees how Bhagavan is doing all his duties. Somebody asked, it seems, on Swamiji, why you people worship a person who has married 10,000 wives? So that Swami told, that is the reason we worship him. When you cannot manage one or two, if a person manages 10,000 and all, so that shows that he is not an ordinary person. In that way, Bhagavan here confidently says that Grihastha Ashrama is a place for spiritual practices. Stay where you are, perform your duty and attain purity, gain knowledge and be free from samsara. This is the answer if Arjuna considers himself as an ignorant person. Suppose Arjuna claims himself as a jnani. I am a jnani, therefore I don't need to perform any duties in the form of war, dharma yuddha. If Arjuna claims, what can Krishna do? Krishna cannot refute that argument, because you can never know whether a person is jnani or ajnani. You can never know. Only he knows or Bhagavan knows, that's all. Even guru cannot know. All the lakshanas which are described in the Gita and other scriptures are only external signs to know a jnani. They are very vague and indirect indications. So in the Gita it is told, Advaishtal Sarva Bhutanam Maitraha Karunaha. A jnani is a man of compassion, it is told. If a person does one murder, so he is not a man of compassion. He is a man of cruelty. So here Bhagavan says, jnani is a man of compassion. Same Bhagavan killed so many people. Sri Ramchandra, 16,000 and odd asuras he killed. Jnani is a man of compassion, doesn't apply here. Isn't it? So the lakshanas are all indications only. You cannot make it out whether a person is a jnani or not. Therefore, here Bhagavan takes the view of Arjuna. Okay, I accept you are a jnani. But still I will say, perform your duty. If you are ajnani, I told already, perform your duty for chitta shuddhi, jnana prapti. If you are a jnani, still I will say, perform your duty. For what purpose? Bhagavan says, loka sangrahamevapi sampashyan kartum arhasi. You may not need those duties for your chitta shuddhi, but you have to perform those duties keeping the social welfare in your mind. Seeing the welfare of the world, you have to perform all your duties. That is the reason if you go to many traditional ashramas, the Shankaramat and other places, many of the Shankaramat acharyas were great jnanis. Chandrasekhara Bharati, Nrisimha Bharati, many were great jnanis. But after gaining that knowledge also, they used to perform lots of pujas. Hours together they used to do all the pujas and karma. Even Sri Ramakrishna, after gaining knowledge also, he did not stop going to temple to see Mother Kali. Even Swami Vivekananda used to criticize him. Still you need all these external things. So Sri Ramakrishna used to simply laugh. Why? Loka sangrahameva api. If Sri Ramakrishna would have stopped going to temple, all other fellows, what they will tell? Oh, he himself doesn't go to temple. Bhagavan is everywhere. It's a wonderful argument for a lazy person also. So, Bhagavan is everywhere. Why should I go to temple? Why should I do all those things? Here Bhagavan says, Arjuna, if you say you are a jnani, therefore kritene arthaha nasti, by doing something, I am not going to get any benefit, therefore I don't need to do that action. If you say, I will say, akritena api, by not doing also, you are not going to get any benefit. By not doing also, you are not going to get any benefit. By doing, you are not going to lose anything also. Because you are a jnani. Jnani cannot lose anything, nor he can gain anything. Then the question comes, in what way I am going to do loka sangraham? In what way I am going to do welfare of the world? How this world is going to be benefited by performance of my duty? Bhagavan answers in the next shloka. Yad yad acharati sreshtaha tatta devetaro janaha sayat pramanam kurute lokastadanu vartate. In our Vedic culture, the quality of human life is classified into two types. One lifestyle is prakruta jivanam. One lifestyle is prakruta jivanam. Another lifestyle is samskruta jivanam. What is the meaning of prakruta jivanam? A life governed by likes and dislikes. A life governed by raga dvesha is called prakruta jivanam. Prakriti vashaha prakrutaha. Like animals. It doesn't have any governing factor. If he likes, it goes that side. If it doesn't like, it comes like dog. You can observe the dog. There is no aim for that dog. Simply it goes this side, that side, always keeping itself busy. Goes to an electrical post, does something, comes back, here comes and smells like that. According to whims and fancies of the mind, all the animals are living their life. It is called prakriti vasham gataha. They are called prakriti vashaha. They are under the sway of the likes and dislikes. But human being cannot be in that level only. that whims and fancies, that likes and dislikes may mislead a person from the higher goals, Shastra says, up to certain extent, up to certain age, it is okay to live in that way. Anybody who lives that type of whimsical life, according to whims and fancies, likes and dislikes, that person is called a prakrutaha. So here, Shastra says, every human being is a prakrutaha when the child comes in the world. Whatever it feels, it doesn't know whether I should not pour urine here, it is temple, I should not pour urine here, the child doesn't know. I should not cry here, child doesn't know. So whatever comes to his mind, that according to that instinct, that child behaves. But that is okay up to certain age, age of 7 or 8. After 7th or 8th age, all the children are initiated into Sandhya and Gayatri. Upavita is given, Sandhya and Gayatri is given. After that initiation, all the children are asked to live a life of dharma and adharma. That is called Sanskrita Jeevanam. Prakrita Jeevanam means living a life of likes and dislikes. That is okay to certain extent. In those days it was 7 year, 8 year. Now it is maybe 70 or 80 also. Majority of people live a life of whims and fancies, likes and dislikes. They never bothered about do's and don'ts. A life which is governed by dharma and adharma, do's and don'ts, is called Sanskrita Jeevanam. Now the question comes, how can we know what is right and wrong? How can we know what is the dharma and adharma? So there are three sources of knowledge for the dharma and adharma. We call it pramanas. One pramana is Veda. Vedaha akila dharma moolam. Veda is the scripture which says human being should conduct himself in this way. He should not conduct himself in that way. Like that it goes on, guides. And it is the first and fundamental source of knowledge. The second source of knowledge is Smriti Granthas. Smriti Granthas means all the Smriti Shastras, Yajnavalkya Smriti, Manu Smriti and Puranas, Mahabharatam, Itihasas, Ramayana. We call secondary literature as Smriti Shastram. They simplify the Vedic teaching. They comment the Vedic teaching, they clarify the Vedic teaching wherever doubt is there. These are all written by great rishis. Veda was never written by any rishi. All the other Smriti Granthas and Puranas are written by great rishis. While writing, words belong to these rishis, ideas belong to Veda. They have borrowed that idea. If you take Gita, Gita ideas are borrowed from Upanishad by Krishna. He himself is going to tell. Words are mine, ideas are from the Upanishad. He is going to tell that. Similarly, all the Smriti Shastras are written by Rishi, borrowing the ideas from the Vedas and explaining, clarifying and exemplifying those ideas as a great characters. Veda says, Satyameva Jayate. Satyameva Jayate Nanrutam Satyena Pantha Vitato Devayanaha. Like that Vedic sentence comes. That one sentence, Satyameva Jayate, is exemplified as Harishchandra Katha. Entire life of Harishchandra, entire story of Harishchandra, if you read, this is the one teaching the rishis want to teach. Then Dharmo Rakshati Rakshitaha. Dharma protects a person. Who protects dharma? Dharma protects a person who protects that dharma in his life. What is the example? The entire Ramayana is the example for that one statement of Veda. Similarly, all other stories of great people which are described in the Itihasas and Puranas and Smriti Shastras are the secondary source of knowledge. To know what? To know what is right and what is wrong. What is dharma and what is adharma. Then third source of knowledge is Shishta Acharaha. If a person still not clarified with regard to what is dharma and adharma. Suppose a person is having a doubt.
can I go in flight or not? Because in Veda, he did not tell, don't go in flight. Veda did not tell, go in flight, that also. But Veda told, don't take meat. He told, kalanjam na bhakshayet, suram na pibet. Don't have liquor, don't eat meat, it has told. But he did not tell, don't go fly in flight, he did not tell. So a person may have a doubt whether it is proper to do or not. So because of changing social condition, a person may have doubt, he may be in need of clarification. So whom to approach? Here Shastra itself gives, the Veda itself gives the permission to approach a Sreshtaha. Sreshtaha means a person who lives a model life. A live person who lives a model life. Etatra brahmana sammarshinaha yukta ayukta alupsha dharma kamasyuhu yathate tatra varteran tatha tatra vartetha. So Veda itself gives permission to follow the great people, Vaidikas, Mahatmas, who have understood the spirit of the Vedic teaching, who have understood what is dharma and adharma, and who are discriminative people, who are ready to sacrifice anything for the sake of following dharma and adharma, who never compromise with the dharma. Those people we have to approach. Those people are called Sreshtaha. And again it is giving one more subclass. What is that? In those great Mahatma's life also, you may pick up some holes. You may pick up some holes. If you find any holes, hey, holes means what? Something particular, unwanted aspect. Yudhishthira was a great person, a Raja, elder brother of Pandava. So Sri Ramakrishna asked a disciple, where you went the entire night? So the disciple told, there was a jatra. Jatra means drama of Mahabharatam. So nice it was, so I went there to see. What you saw here? The life of Pandavas, Yudhishthira's life and other thing I saw. Then Sri Ramakrishna asked, what do you think about Yudhishthira? The devotee told, even Yudhishthira could play gambling. Even Yudhishthira can play gambling, I was wondering. So Sri Ramakrishna got angry. Of all the great things of Yudhishthira, this gambling playing alone remains in your mind. So this is called picking up the holes. Yudhishthira played gambling because it is Kshatriya Dharma. Somebody challenged him. If somebody challenges for a war or for a gambling, the Kshatriya Raja should accept that challenge. For that reason he went. But the onlooker views that as a weakness and takes that as a permission for justifying this person's weakness. So here Shastra says, you should not follow those particular incidents. Yani anavadhyani karmani tani sevitavyani no itarani yani asmagagam sucharitani tani tvaya upasyani. Shastra is very clear. If you find, the very teacher himself says to the student, if you find anything wrong or bad habit, don't follow that. Whatever good is with us, that only you have to take. So here Shastra is the third pramana. Third pramana means what? Pramana for what? Pramana for knowing what is right and what is wrong, what is dharma and what is adharma. Now the question comes, among these three pramanas, pramanas means source of knowledge, which one is most effective and powerful one? Shastra says, shishtachara is the, shishtachara means what? Lifestyle of a person, influential person, great person, is the most effective one. Why it is most effective one? Other two pramanas, that is Veda and Smriti, are only in audio format. Other two pramanas are only in audio format. So they are appearing as a cold words printed in certain books. But the Shishta Achara, that is lifestyle of a great person, is audio visual, in audio visual format. You can see, very effective one. Therefore, a Shishtaha should be very, very responsible person. and he is alive, you can go near to him and you can clarify the doubts. You please clarify my doubt. You cannot ask Veda. It is Apurusha. So in that way, a person who is a Shishta is very very important person in the society. For a newborn child, who are all Shishtas? For a newborn child, mother is the first Shishta. All powerful God for a child is mother only. All powerful God. Mother has the capacity to either to destroy or throw into dustbin or make it as a great personality. Mother has that capacity. The next influential person is father. Third influential person is teacher, school teacher. Fourth one is the ruler. Fifth one is celebrities, that is popular people. All these five categories, five types of people influence the character of the child. If these elders are not responsible people, if they violate dharma, if they are not good models, then the entire generation, next generation suffers. Suppose a mother is teaching Harishchandra Katha to a child, telling that we should tell always, all mother will, whether they follow or not, they will tell to the children. And their opinion is, at least I could not follow, let him follow. I could not get it, let him get it. That is the idea. But that will not work. If you don't follow, that child also will not follow. So mother is teaching the Harishchandra Katha and telling, you should tell truth only like that. By the time a phone call comes, mother goes and takes the telephone. Somebody asks whether so and so is there, father is there or not. So she holds the telephone and asks by signal, what should I tell? Tell I am not here. So mother says, he is not here. The child is a mute spectator sitting in front of both of them and it is wondering, are you just now my mother half an hour troubled me? Just now my mother troubled me for half an hour. Harishchandra Katha, through Harishchandra Katha, tell truth. Now she herself is telling a lie. Then you take father. So mother was beating a child. Then father asked, hey, why you are beating? See, he has stolen the pencil of his classmate. Last week also he stolen sharpener of the classmate. I told, next time if you do, I will beat you. Again he has stolen, so therefore. So father says, son, if you want a pencil or a sharpener or eraser, you could have told me, I could have brought from my office stationery. Mother says, don't steal. Father says, I could have done for your sake. Similarly, school teacher. A teacher is more responsible, higher responsibilities for teacher only. Because after the fourth age or fifth age, child spends lots of time in schools only nowadays. And teacher is an irresponsible person, selfish person, always avoiding the duties, help a student to copy in exams. So he is violating from his dharma. He becomes the wrong model. And nowadays you need not talk about the rulers, ministers and the influential celebrities, that is media wallahs. There is second uncle. One uncle is who is living in the home. Another uncle is Google Mama, they call. They call Google Mama. Anything you give, you ask. Mama means what? Uncle. Whatever you ask, he will give. Similarly, this uncle also gives anything you ask. So all these five categories are now setting a wrong model. Shastra says, thousands of books reading will not help if one violation the child happens to see. We made him to read thousands of books about the values. After that, in his own home and his school and in society, when he finds that these people to whom it can turn for clarification, from whom it can get the guidance, all this category now is in trouble. So if the society has healthy models, then the society will be a healthy society. If the society cannot produce this healthy shrestha models, models means not a normal sense, models means some other meaning is there, cinema model, something they say, not that model. Model means a shrestha. Then if you cannot give a great person in your society as a model, first great person in a society is who? Mother only. That means what? Every family, mother is the great shrestha. Then next, father. So now all the parents are ignorant. Majority 99% you can say. All are ignorant. They don't know what to do, what not to do. Not only that, they don't know, they insist their wrong conclusions in the mind of the child. If anybody says, I am going to ashrama, the mother asks, why now itself? She is afraid of whether you will become sannyasi or not. So many young boys come to ashrama without the knowledge of their parent, because parents don't understand the value of satsanga. They don't know. If the son or daughter goes to cinema, parents don't ask any question. But if son or daughter goes to ashrama, they are scared. Why? Wrong conclusions. If they don't earn lot of money, then they are considered as a failures. If they don't pursue the particular education, parents consider the children as failures. If the mark card doesn't have 80% or 90%, mother says you are a failure. So these are all wrong conclusions, wrong models. And wife instigates the husband, somehow or the other bring money. You see, the neighbor has Maruti car. How he could, same office you are working. The husband says, no, he is having so and so method of gaining money. Then the wife says, if that is available for him, you also will get, you should get. You don't know how to live in this world. So she instigates in the husband in the wrong way. So entire society in a mess. When entire society in a mess, all the jokers, all the entertainers become the heroes of the society. Because society doesn't have any direction to go. Which direction to go? So that is the reason all the cinema actors, actresses and sports person become youth icon. Once I read in a paper, SRK is the youth icon of this year, like that. So SRK means in our dictionary, in mental dictionary, Sri Ramakrishna. When I read this, then I thought, how can Sri Ramakrishna be youth icon? Swami Vivekananda is the youth icon. How can Sri Ramakrishna become a youth icon like that? With all curiosity, I started reading. Then I happened to know that afterwards, it is the name of a particular cinema actor. How can a cinema actor can be youth icon, youth model? Why? Because society doesn't have any youth as a model. Parents have not given anyone as the model for their children. So human society is general sheepish. It doesn't have thinking capacity. That is why all advertisement departments thriving like anything, you see. Whether you give the product or quality or not, give the advertisement as a quality advertisement, then your product is sold. Why? Because people don't have thinking capacity. If one person purchase something, all others go for it. And that purchasing person should be a popular one, cinema actor or somebody. So immediately everybody goes for it. And as far as child is concerned, he doesn't have capacity to discriminate what is right and wrong. It sees the parent. It just imitates the parent. If the parent morning and evening, if they do puja in their home during sandhya time, if they go to satsanga, if they read the good books, and if they don't quarrel, child observes the parent life. Child also go to the puja room morning and evening, goes to ashrama or temple, and grows as a mature child. If the parent, husband and wife, start quarrelling with foul words, so if mother is engaged in mega serials during sandhya time what? Evening? 6:30 to 8 is called sandhya time. All mothers are in mega serial. Child also will be towards the mega serial. Dramas and other things. There are some house I heard. Mother sings lot of cinema songs, it seems. I asked one child, can you sing a song? The child started some wonderful song, which I don't understand. So I asked what song it is, because there is nothing a word I heard Rama or Krishna. Oh, you don't know, Swamiji, this is so and so cinema song. How, from where you learned? My mother taught me. One song about Bhagavan, you tell about Rama Krishna. No, I was not taught. You tell my mother that she should teach me like this. So, entire key for the next future generation is in the hands of parent who happen to be the Shishtas. 1% of practice in their own life will mean lot of things for the child. Parent may say so many good things, tall talk they may say, but when the child finds that they themselves are contradicting in their personal life, immediately they become the wrong models. Therefore, here Bhagavan says, Shreshta Acharaha, that is a lifestyle of an influential person. If it is a society, there are many factors, influencing factors. Raja is there, teacher is there, and popular people are there. But if it is child, the most influential person is who? Mother and father. If they don't behave in a proper way, child also imitates. Here Bhagavan says, Yadu yadu acharati sreshtaha. Whatever lifestyle a sreshtaha, an influential person follows, tattadeva itaro janaha acharati. Same lifestyle only, others also will follow, because humanity in general is sheepish. All the children are sheepish. Sheepish means what? They don't have thinking capacity. That is called a sheepish mentality. After growing also, many people keep that, but at least for children, it is justified, because it doesn't have that faculty. That faculty has not yet grown. So, if father smokes in front of the child, child also keeps that cigarette and does some imitation. If a sports person or a cinema actor or somebody, some influential person has some sort of hairstyle, nowadays, cone hairstyle, that is the latest. And one ring, not two rings. Two rings means he will become Vaidika, a fan of Vedic culture. One ring and a cone and a torn jeans with a hole or something, some patch or something. That is the model. Why? Because that is the lifestyle of the Sreshta, influential person. Saha yet pramanam kurute. Whatever that influential person, the Sreshtaha, accepts as a standard for his life, tadu lokaha anuvartate. Other people also, other people who admire him will follow. All will not follow. If somebody admires so-and-so actor, so all the fans of that actor, they will follow. So-and-so sportsman means they will follow the fans. But child will follow certainly, the mother and the father. Therefore, if for parent, if Veda is the pramanam, Shastram is the pramanam, scriptures are the pramanam means, then child also will consider the Vedic culture as pramanam. Child also will get up early in the morning. Early in the morning means not 7:30. Nowadays, some young boys, friends, Maharaj, today I got up little early. Early when? 3 o'clock I asked. No, Maharaj, 7:30. 7:30 is not early in the morning. Early in the morning means 4 o'clock. All houses, people go for entertainment up to 12 o'clock or something, majority, then gets up only 7:30, 7 o'clock, even working mothers. Why this happened? Because pramanam is not Vedic culture. In our Vedic culture, before sunrise, everybody should get ready and should wait for the sun Bhagavan to come. Because without sunlight, no human life is possible. So here, the child also will get up early in the morning, spend some time in prayers, in studies, will have healthy habits, will have healthy emotions, and will consider dharma, do's and don'ts, as a guiding factor for that life. How? If parents consider that. If a father considers that Western lifestyle is the standard for his lifestyle, child also will consider going to Western countries, USA or Europe. Here itself, while sitting in the school itself, the child will imagine, dream, going there and getting settled is the goal of human life. So, for all problems, parents are the responsible. Now what is the majority idea is what? Somehow or the other get an employment, earn 5 digit or 6 digit of money, put in bank balance. It doesn't matter you copy exam, it doesn't matter you cheat, it doesn't matter you take bribe, it doesn't matter you tell lies. Because of either the acharadi sreshtaha, satta deve tarojanaha, whatever model or standard they set for the younger generation, the next generation follows it. Arjuna, you happen to be already a great famous person, a trend setter. In his period, Arjuna was the trend setter. He was a top person in archery, a great dharmic person, man of character, and a lover of so many girls. Like that he was having a popularity. Bhagavan says, you cannot deviate from your position. Whether you like it or not, you have become already popular. Now you cannot set a wrong example. So therefore, you have to follow your dharma. There is no other way. Even if you are a jnani, even if you don't need all this dharma and adharma, even if you are beyond that dharma and adharma, jnani is beyond dharma and adharma. That doesn't mean he can do adharma. Jnani is beyond dharma and adharma. It doesn't mean jnani will do adharma. So nobody says to an elder, wash your hands before eating. Nobody says. But to the child we say, wash your hands. Mother doesn't say to the elderly son, wash your hands. It doesn't mean that the child can take, the elderly son can take food without washing. Mother knows. He has the maturity to know the relevance of washing the hands than eating. Similarly, jnani knows the relevance of dharma even though he is beyond dharma and adharma. Therefore, Arjuna, you cannot set a wrong example whether you like it or not for the loka sangraha. Arjuna asks, in what way I am going to be helpful to the society? I am a jnani. In what way I am going to be helpful? Bhagavan said, yede acharati sreshtaha, whatever set example lifestyle you are leading as a example, that only people will follow. Therefore, in order to guide the people and society, you have to follow dharma only. Bhagavan is going to tell himself as an example for this in the coming shlokas, wherein he will tell Arjuna, I don't need anything to achieve in the world, but still I happen to be your charioteer, I happen to be your messenger, I happen to be your shoekeeper. Why? So I have to engage myself being a jnani in loka sangraham, and those details we will see in the next class.
Krishnaya Vasudevaya Haraye Paramatmane Pranada Kleshanashaya Govindaya Namo Namaha.